What if the gap between your current life and your dream life could be bridged by a single mental shift? In 1908, a young reporter named Napoleon Hill received an assignment that would change millions of lives, including his own. Steel magnate Andrew Carnegie challenged Hill to spend 20 years studying the world's most successful people to discover their formula for achievement. After interviewing over 500 self-made millionaires, including Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, and Theodore Roosevelt, Hill distilled their wisdom into Think and Grow Rich, a blueprint for success that has sold over 100 million copies worldwide. The revolutionary premise? Your thoughts, when properly directed and infused with persistence, literally transform into physical reality. This isn't mystical thinking. It's a practical system proven by the wealthiest minds of the 20th century. From Oprah Winfrey to Damon John, countless successful people credit this philosophy for their fortunes. The principles remain strikingly relevant today, offering a timeless roadmap for converting desire into achievement. Success begins with obsession, a burning, all-consuming desire. Edwin C. Barnes arrived at Edison's laboratory with nothing but determination to become his business partner. Despite lacking resources or education, Barnes refused any position except partnership. While working menial jobs, he maintained his desire until seizing the opportunity to market Edison's new dictating machine, ultimately building a fortune. Barnes succeeded because he burned all bridges behind him, creating a situation where he had to win. True desire must be specific, intense, and unwavering. The process requires 6 steps. Fix in your mind exactly what you want, determine what you'll give in exchange, establish a deadline, create a plan and begin immediately, write a clear statement of your goal, and read this statement aloud twice daily while visualizing achievement. The difference between success and struggle lies in this mental programming. When you plant a definite desire in your mind with unwavering faith, you create money consciousness that attracts opportunity. Faith functions as the mind's head chemist, transforming thought impulses into physical reality. When faith combines with thought, your subconscious immediately creates plans for achievement. Faith isn't mystical, but a mental state developed through auto-suggestion. By repeatedly affirming desired traits, you program your subconscious to manifest these qualities. Your mind is like fertile soil, growing whatever seeds you plant, whether positive or negative. Most people never intentionally practice auto-suggestion, allowing negative thoughts to dominate by default. For effective auto-suggestion, read your written desire statement aloud twice daily while visualizing already possessing it. The crucial element? Emotion must accompany repetition. Your subconscious only responds to emotionalized thoughts. Consider Gandhi, who united 200 million people through faith alone, without money or military might. Or United States Steel Corporation, an idea backed by faith that generated approximately $600 million beyond its constituent company's combined value. What could you accomplish by harnessing this same power? Knowledge only becomes power when organized into definite plans for specific goals. Otherwise, it remains merely potential. Henry Ford demonstrated this when questioned in court about his general knowledge. He explained he didn't need to memorize facts when he could summon experts with any information required, showing true education is knowing where to find knowledge and how to organize it effectively. Your imagination works in 2 forms: synthetic imagination, which rearranges existing concepts into new combinations, and creative imagination, which connects with infinite intelligence for inspirations. Most wealth creation comes through synthetic imagination, reconfiguring existing ideas. Consider Asa Candler, who transformed a $500 formula into the Coca-Cola empire through imaginative marketing. Or Dr. Frank Gunsilas, who attracted Philip Armour's $1 million funding after announcing what he would do with such funds. Before transmuting desire into money, you'll need specialized knowledge about your chosen service, If you lack this knowledge, create a mastermind group, as Andrew Carnegie did by organizing steel experts despite his limited technical knowledge.
What separates legends like Ford, Carnegie, and Edison from others? Persistence, the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. Most people abandon their aims at the first sign of opposition, while achievers persist. Many read the Six Steps of Desire but fail their first test of persistence by never implementing them. Lack of persistence is a major cause of failure but can be overcome. Your desire's intensity determines how easily you conquer this weakness. Weak desires bring weak results, just as a small fire makes little heat. 4 steps develop persistence. 1. A definite purpose backed by burning desire. 2. A definite plan expressed in continuous action. 3. A mind closed against negative influences. 4. A friendly alliance with supportive persons. Consider W.C. Fields, who lost everything at 60 but worked without pay despite injury. Or Marie Dressler, who found remarkable success when penniless at 60. Eddie Cantor rebuilt a $10,000 weekly income after losing his fortune in 1929. The only reliable break is self-made through persistence. Success often comes down to one quality: continuing when others quit. Before achieving success, you must eliminate 3 interconnected enemies: indecision, doubt, and fear. Everyone experiences some combination of 6 basic fears: poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. The fear of poverty is particularly destructive and difficult to overcome. This paralyzing emotion undermines reason, imagination, and self-reliance, qualities essential for success. It destroys love, friendship, and invites failure, despite living in a world of abundance where only lack of purpose separates us from our desires. The fear of criticism cripples initiative, imagination, and individuality. Parents can inflict lasting damage through unnecessary criticism, like the mother who repeatedly told her son he'd end up in prison. He was sent to a reformatory at 17. The liberating truth: fears are merely states of mind you can control. Physicians rarely contract contagious diseases because they don't fear them. Your thought impulses immediately begin transforming into physical reality. You have complete control over only one thing: your state of mind, which you must create, not purchase. Worry is a state of mind rooted in fear that paralyzes reasoning and destroys self-confidence. As sustained fear caused by indecision, worry can be controlled through decisive action. The transformation begins by deciding to take control of your mental state. By accepting life's uncertainties, focusing on solutions rather than problems, and recognizing nothing is worth the price of worry, you can eliminate all 6 basic fears. When you master your mind, you master your destiny. Ideas can be sold where merchandise cannot. The creator of ideas sets their own price, as publishers discovered when boosting sales by simply changing a book's cover. People often buy titles rather than content. The universe consists of matter and energy, with desire being thought energy. When accumulating wealth, you're working with the same elements nature uses in creation. The difference between success and failure often comes down to one quality: the willingness to continue when others quit.